I think we're alone now. That's Tiffany on Nova 103.5. I am not alone now. We've got a really nice full studio. We're once again talking about the INQS Golf Day that is happening tomorrow, of course. Everything's happening tomorrow. I've once again got Frikkie Jordaan, the president of the INQS, in the studio with me. Morning, Frikkie. I'm going to let you do the rest of the introductions.
Yes, good morning, David. I'm getting quite used to the seat now. The success of our INQS Golf Day, INQS Golf Day, is very important to us, and that's why we choose our sponsors very carefully. This year, like last year, we've got Safentra Roofing as our main sponsor. We're quite impressed with the professional way that they're going about their business, and the passion that they've got for their product. I think, like you said, that we've got the representatives. I'm going to introduce them. It's Anthony and also Dominique from Safrinta. But I think it's better for me to let them explain who they are and tell us a little bit more about their sponsorship for us, for our golf day tomorrow.
Great. Thank you so much, Frikkie. So, gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to the Nova Studios. Welcome to Namibia. Not that I'm saying it's your first time, but neither of you sort of from Namibia itself.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, David. Thank you, Frikkie. And thank you to your listeners. We're glad to be here today. We come from Safintra, but I'll give a bit of perspective. Safintra is part of a family. We have a business called the Safal Group. We're actually headquartered in Kenya, in Nairobi.
Okay.
But Safintra Namibia is one of our 10 subsidiaries. We have, you know, businesses in Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, sure, Ethiopia, Southern Africa, Mozambique, Zambia. So we've spread our foot across Africa. And we pride ourselves for being, you know, one of the biggest building solutions player in Africa.
Okay.
So my name is Anthony, and I'm the CMO for the group.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so my name is Dominic. I am the marketing officer for Safintra. So across, spread across four different markets: South Africa, Namibia, of course, and Mozambique and Zambia. So Safintra is, was established in South Africa before, and grew. And I mean, obviously, being part of the Safal Group and Safal family, it's being headquartered, in Kenya now. But yeah, it's part of a bigger picture. So Safintra Namibia is part of a much stronger brand, and even the products and the building solutions that we bring to market are part of that bigger picture.
Okay, tell us a bit about that brand there, Safintra Roofing. What is it that you offer, and where can we actually get your products?
Yeah, so one thing I didn't mention is the Safal Group has been around for 60 years.
Sure.
So we are a pretty seasoned group. We've brought a lot of innovation on the continent, which we're very proud of. And as Frikkie said, is we take our brands seriously, we take our business seriously. So we have different products across the different countries. If I look at Southern Africa, we are very big in the projects sector,
okay,
where we are selling, you know, brands like Saflock 700, which is very well known. We have, we do solar insulation, we do, wally bars, we do cold rooms, we do pre-engineered buildings. So we have a pretty big stable of different products. So you can always find us, at Safintra. And if you go to our website, you'll find all our products over there. And also beyond that, we partner a lot with fellows, with the professionals. And that's why we are sponsoring this event. We believe in sponsoring professionals because, you know, they are crucial in terms of maintaining standards, ensuring that there is quality buildings out there. So for us, it's important. And then we know that part of the funding from the INQS goes into helping upcoming young professionals. So for us, it's part of giving back to society while also making ourselves visible to the rest of the country.
Okay. Are you playing tomorrow?
When I play, I lose the ball. So
my kind of golfer. That's
so I'll be watching carefully and hobnobbing and, you know, having all those Jägermeister shots.
Right. Yeah, don't have too many of those. It ends badly.
I know it does.
Just to sort of break away a bit, I just thought, seeing as I've got the three of you in the studio, we're talking about embarrassing our kids or being embarrassed by our parents. I wonder if we could get an anecdote from the three of you, whether you've embarrassed your kids or been embarrassed by your parents.
Yeah. Rick, you want to go first?
Yeah, David, up to now, I don't have any feedback from my I've got only one daughter, so no feedback. She's a doctor now, so hopefully I did not embarrass her. And I can't say that she embarrassed me, so I'm clear on that.
Oh, there we go. Sorted.
Yeah, David, I think, as I was sharing, you know, before we came on air, I have three girls. So my eldest is 17. I've got twins who are 14. And when they were little, whenever we went to a restaurant, I wanted their food to come very quickly. And when it didn't, I would make a big fuss. Somehow, I haven't realized that the kids, they're no longer 3 years and 4 years old, now teenagers. So I still do the same thing, and you can see them cringe. So now, every time the food is delayed, they're like, Daddy, take a deep breath. Do not embarrass us. So I'm learning how not to embarrass them, but every so often they have their heads under the table because Daddy is making a big fuss.
Dominic, any embarrassing stories from your side?
I mean, I don't have any kids, obviously, but I have embarrassed my nephews quite a bit.
Okay.
At restaurants. I will maybe just recommend them to order from the kids' menu. But now also again, you know, the boy is turning 13 and he no longer wants to order from the kids' menu. He wants to order his breakfast with Avo Extra. So I always get the hand now to say, please just wait. Just wait. I'll order for myself.
But be the cool uncle. Yeah, don't be the
and also it's the TikTok challenges as well.
Right.
The bigger vein challenge is quite popular now, so I try to do it with my nephews, but they laugh at me all the time. So, yes.
Oh, thank you so much, and thanks for coming in, gentlemen. If there's anything else you'd just sort of like to say in closing.
Yeah, David, one thing I would say is, you know, as we speak about our brands, we have product that is very well designed for Namibia. Namibia is actually a very different country, but the different, you know, weathers that you have. An insulation along the coast is, you know, requires very different kind of material. We have zinc and material. We've got something called AZ200 that works extremely well along the coast. Color Plus, beautiful product. We've seen a lot of our colors, savannah, chalk, you know, rainforest and all that. So we have good material that we are happy to present to the Namibian country. And as Ricky said, we take quality seriously. We do not cut corners. We want to make sure that if we give you material, it's going to last you for the lifetime that has been guaranteed. And we give you a warranty for that to make sure that we put our warranties where we put our money where our mouth is.
All right.
Yeah.
David, yeah, just from my side in closure, I just wanted to thank Safintra for being our main sponsor. And to you and Nova, thanks so much for having us this last 2-3 weeks. We enjoyed it, and we look forward to meet you on the golf.
We're sending the CEO, so someone who can actually play golf. They're not going to try and send me.
Yeah, we're looking forward, but thank you so much.
Great, thank you so much, and all the best for tomorrow.